What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, broadcasting from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Never gets old. For us, there's probably some listeners out there.
What do you do?
Like, move on.
Why do you do it? Well, for the sexual stimulation of the viewer. Why wouldn't I?
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. However you're receiving us, whether it's you're listening live or we do this every 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Weekdays, or if you're listening to us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com, however you're listening to us, we appreciate the crap out of it. Thanks
Danke.
For joining us. We got some shit to talk about.
Ooh, yes.
Whole bunch of stuff.
Is this impeachment thing? Is it still a thing?
What?
Impeachment. Have you heard
of it? I
don't
know what you're talking about. No, is that something in the news?
Oh, yes.
I don't pay attention to your... to your cucky, lamestream media.
You're cucky media.
Look at her being all quiet before she got the Kong toy, ruining the whole point of keeping it from her.
Damn it.
How are you listening to us? We appreciate it. Listen, or tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, or hurl us a message over at our Facebook page. Join the warm and fuzzy community over there.
Yes.
I'm
so sorry. I think we should back up when the Kong toy gets introduced in the show. We should make that a little later. And then we get more performance from the intern. You know what I mean? We get more of that. And people love that so much.
So you're suggesting, as of course we fade in and out of broadcasting.
Yeah.
But I think we're back now. You're suggesting that we should keep the Kong toy from the lunatic puppy.
Yes. Just a little longer.
To torture all of us a little bit longer for the sake of a laugh.
Yes!
I see.
For the sake of a laugh. Fuck yeah, man. Well, I mean, you know, it's just so funny, man. It's so funny. You make weird sounds.
She does. You know, she breaks into a yawn pretty frequently when she's, like, whining. She'll be like... Rawr, 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 rawr.
She's powerful, you know. Those sounds are deceiving.
Over at the Hofblatt... we can get into the fucking headlines and see what's going on. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal... Huff Post.
Ooh, wee, wee.
Picture John Roberts.
Ooh.
The moderator of the... sham trial going on.
It's a little playlet, really. A theater.
It says live. I guess you can click on it and listen to that bullshit live. Last licks you before cover-up vote. I have to sneeze now, excuse me.
Why did they say licks? Last licks? Licks? Like...
Well, because Rand Paul has to go over and... lick the president.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
But is that a pun? Is that something?
Like, get your last licks in.
Right, right.
I'm going to get my last licks in.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's the HuffPo?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, guys. That sucks. I'm
well,
sorry.
You know, they like their alliteration, too, because it's live, last licks.
Yes.
Before cover-up vote.
Right.
cover-up vote.
Yes, yes.
Which is probably the way, which is the way it's looking. It may happen here during the show. We'll let you know if the history is happening.
Are we going to drop in live, Pat?
Maybe.
Is True News there live covering it?
But it appears that there may not be enough votes on the Republican side to have witnesses.
Oh,
which means no John Bolton.
That, you know.
No witnesses at all. And there are other reports saying that it could be over by the weekend. The whole thing. We're done. They're going to have the vote, final vote. Wash their bloodied white hands off off of the whole process.
You know,
just
dude,
hide
right.
and squeal for the next few months and hope that the American people, 75% at the last poll, who said you should have witnesses, don't turn on them and be like, wait a minute, why the fuck would right. you do that?
You know what I don't understand, dude, is that most people want witnesses, and we're talking about John Bolton, and we're talking about the content of his book, which is going to be released, right? At some point, I assume.
Right, despite Trump's bullshit security council saying, there's all kinds of classified stuff in there that we're just going to have to, we're going to help you. We'll be happy to help you
right.
redact it. And I have no doubt that anything they talked about regarding Ukraine is
yes.
going to be classified.
Damn!
You know, that's classified. That's pretty sensitive material.
Right. But why, though? Why do they play it like this? If we're eventually going to... If what is in the book, or what John Bolton could potentially say would be so fucking damning, then I really think we need to know what he's going to say, to be honest. Don't you?
Well, there's more and more coming out, like, even from this book, I guess... there's another part, that as soon as I can open my, spreadsheet right. here.
Yes.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit, look at all the fine ads on our
yes.
crab diving page
that
at crabdiving.com.
Lead to Amazon, possibly.
One of them may lead to Amazon or more.
Are we allowed to say that, Jeff? Are we allowed to say that, or is it against your rules?
And there's some Google ads.
Okay.
There that...
Can we say that?
Well, if you're interested in what the ad is presenting, then, you know, click on it.
Dear Tim Apple, no matter what we say, please don't crush us like a cockroach, okay?
I think I have this story. There's so many fucking stories
yes.
going on.
There's a lot of news lately.
Well, yeah, and a lot of it is, well, okay, Republicans, we talked about this offline.
Crab diving offline conversation.
My name's Patrick Ryle, by the way. I don't think I said my name.
And my name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just want to say a word up to all the deplorables and go fuck yourself.
We had an offline convo
right.
about, it's just, I think it's just the Republicans. They did a cost-benefit analysis and they figured, well, do we lose the base?
Yes.
The rabid, frothing, ignorant, uninformed, misinformed by Fox base. and really risk annihilation in the next elections
right.
and angering them forever. Because then all of a sudden they're going to be primarying. Even the ones that aren't, won't be up for election in 2020. There's the 2022.
Yes.
There's your 2024.
Right.
And, you're going to have lunatic vestigial Trump scum who are going to try to primary these people from the right.
And do you think they want to see? I think what will happen is some of those people just retire or quit because if they've coasted and really not been challenged, why in the fuck would they all of a sudden want to deal with some, I don't know, Trump lunatic?
Well, that's why a bunch of them have, right?
Oh, God.
The Texas, they were calling it. All the,
oh, yeah.
A bunch
oh,
of Republican, a bunch of Republicans from Texas are all of a sudden like, I think I'm going to retire.
But geez, guys, if you're on the right side of every issue and you're appointed by Jeebus, which a lot of you claim to be, then how can you just quit when you have to fucking run against somebody?
Well, the thing is, we got a lot of Mexicans and blacks moving into our districts.
Oh, I see. Well, why aren't you popular
and
with
for
them?
Some reason
white
they
right.
they're biased against Republicans.
Boy. Yeah.
Oops. I accidentally pressed the button to listen to what was going on in the Senate live. Only you and I heard this.
Oh, okay. Is it good?
Well, I think they're still in the question and answer session, which is we'll get to. We might as well get to that. Because of what fucking Rand Paul is doing. You know, we played Adam Schiff's yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com and your favorite podcasting app to listen to yesterday's show.
Tell your friends about us.
We played the Adam Schiff response to the ridiculous question from Senators Paul and Cruz. Some hypothetical about what about Obama kind of thing.
Right,
and
right.
Mitt Romney getting dragged into the hypothetical. Mitt Romney's probably like, well, what the hell?
Yes. That is funny.
So it's this question and answer portion where wisely, see, this isn't the house with the drool cupping lunatics.
Who do you mean?
Jim Jordan.
Oh, yes.
And your Devin Nunes's.
You know,
and don't forget Louie.
By the way, I just want to say that
Steve King.
One of our people, the thing that people like to share a lot is when you post a meme, but you put orange stuff around their lips.
It's very juvenile, but that's one of
people
the most
love that.
That's one of the most shared shit that happens.
Does anybody? It would be interesting to ask Jim Jordan, like, what do you like best about sucking off Donald Trump? Like, what is the best thing? What do you like about that? What's your favorite thing about that? Just wondering.
So this question and answer session is continuing today.
Yes.
Now. One of the things that was going on, where is that story? Is little fucking Rand Paul. I've seen some, I don't condone violence at all.
Right.
But I've seen a lot of, I'm just reporting that on social media, I've seen a lot of people urging his neighbor to step up.
Is there no video of that?
No.
It fucking sucks.
Would have been out if it was, if that was there. That would, I was just going to say that would be spectacular, but that would be unkind.
Yeah. Their Irene.
To watch someone.
Their Irene camera didn't capture that?
I don't know. Ring.
Okay. God.
So Rand Paul now is one of these fuck weasels who
hello fuck weasel
wants to out the whistleblower.
Why?
Now, because they're assholes, and for some reason they think that outing the whistleblower will get him to admit that he's an anti-Trumper, and that's why all of this started, or that Obama paid him, or that Hillary killed somebody, and then paid him.
The reason the person's identity is anonymous, is not known, is for that person's protection, right?
And future whistleblowers. What does that tell future whistleblowers?
You're fucked.
If some asshole can break the law and out your name.
Well, I think that's the problem with our government in general, is because there's nothing trustworthy about it right
and
now.
And nothing lawful.
No. I mean, sure, it's been bad in the past, but this is nuts. This is different, right?
So, Rand Paul decided that he was going to name the whistleblower in a question.
Yes.
To the other side. And
what a dickhead.
This is against Mitch doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Mitch wants to remarkably follow the law.
Yes.
The whistleblower protection laws, and not out the name that they think they have. We don't even have proof. This is like the name that
they're just going to
say that they're floating around. That's their favorite name.
Right. Well, this to me, this Rand Paul shit seems like more of a House kind of thing from the Republicans than a Senate kind of thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. If you turn around, you could see Jim Jordan's hand up Rand Paul's ass like a Muppet.
Because I don't think anybody would be protesting this or against this in the House. I think they'd be just fine with it.
Here is the I think this is the audio of when the Chief Justice, who's playing ringmaster,
right,
of this fuck circus,
cock ringmaster, or the fuck circus. That exists, by the way. I guarantee you.
Oh, sure.
That's on Eventbrite.
Yeah, you were in Amsterdam.
Yes.
Mobile, Alabama.
The I can't find the one I wanted, but here's a different one. Here is... Oh, so there might be music behind this because this is at the HuffPost.
Okay. They're very dramatic.
But here is the question from Rand Paul.
Hey.
And... John Roberts' response. What they do is wisely.
Yes.
Unlike the House,
yes,
where you can just spin your head around and grab feces and sling it at other people whenever you kind of feel like it. They do follow some protocol in the Senate to pretend like they're remotely civilized human beings.
Is anyone storming the meeting?
And Rand, no. Okay. I believe they've game wardens with darts ready for Matt Gaetz.
Oh, okay.
With a picture of him.
Don't look at it.
And Rand, so they have to turn their questions in to Dad.
Yes.
To see if it can be presented.
Right.
So that's one of his gigs.
Yes.
Is that John Roberts gets the questions.
He's the daddy.
He decides, all right, I'm going to read it or I'm not.
Right.
And I don't think he hasn't read much, if anything. I think he's just read them all.
So but. John Roberts is a daddy.
I mean, in this proceeding, he's.
What about Mitch?
He's adding is the.
What about Mitch?
God.
What is he?
So here is Rand Paul.
Yeah. I have a question to present to the desk for the House Manager Schiff and for the President's Counsel.
Thank you.
Okay, now they hand it to Roberts.
Right.
Roberts. Reads it. It's on a little note card. And he's like,
"Jeez,
you fucking asshole. I told you I wasn't going to read this because he said, I will not." That's one of the things Roberts already telegraphed because Rand was circling the nipples yesterday about this kind of shit. And
with ice cubes.
And so Roberts is like, "Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not reading the name of the whistleblower."
Yeah, fuckhead.
And Rand Paul was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. So he put the name in this card. And I guess the way, that, like I said, the little fuck weasel did it, he worded it so that he doesn't out the name, but he names an assistant of Schiff and the whistleblower. And these, I think it's important to ask them about their contacts.
Oh, my
or something
God.
Like that.
This
it
is,
was really vaguely worded, but it was to get Roberts to read the name out loud.
Hey, Rand, do you think John Roberts, listen, I'm not a big fan of John Roberts, you?
No, you know, Citizens United and shit, but
no.
Obamacare.
Okay. But do you really
saved
think
it from complete Republican fuckery.
Yeah, I mean, do you think John Roberts made it all the way to the SCOTUS just to be, you know, part of your little fucking theater? I mean, does he want to be Rand Paul's little fucking errand boy?
And he's no Trumpian. Fuck you. He's no Trumpian lunatic.
Yeah,
like Kavanaugh or something. He, by all reports, actually kind of cares about the institution.
Yeah,
and kind of cares a little bit about the legacy of it. And he doesn't necessarily really want his court to be known as the 5-4 Republican court.
Right. And like
that rubber stamps anything.
Yes.
That's the conservative viewpoint. So, I mean, that's why they think he kind of put a shank in the shanking of Obamacare.
Right. I mean, the idea that Rand Paul thinks a SCOTUS is there for him to use as he pleases to make a SCOTUS read something on his behalf that's just totally out of bounds. Like, who the fuck does this guy think he is?
Well, exactly.
He's insane. That's crazy.
But in typical, it was great. Claire McCaskill, former senator from Missouri,
yes,
source of irritation to me at times because she's in a purpley state and would at right. times vote for shit that's shit.
Right.
To
sure.
appease the conservative-y assholes. Yes. She, these kind of unfettered senators now are awesome.
Right.
Because, you know, they always had that decorum.
Yes.
When they're in office. And today, both Barbara Boxer and Claire McCaskill were fucking hilarious.
They launched.
As pundits. And Claire McCaskill just was, we talked about it earlier. She went after what's his name? The Trump lawyer.
Oh, Seculo?
No.
Epstein's buddy, Dershowitz.
Dershowitz. Calling him underwear guy.
Oh, God, I heard that. Yeah, we were talking about this. Yes.
And she got mad. I mean, she was like, you know, this is one of the most solemn occasions and the most august body of the Senate has to sit there and listen to underwear guy. She said she was incredulous.
But it,
and
it,
his
it's
ridiculous
crazy.
Theories, his crazy theories. Yesterday was the one that basically says, as long as the president is doing something to, even if it's for his reelection purposes,
right?
There couldn't be a prosecutable quid pro quo. If he's doing it for that purpose, because he believes his reelection is in the best interest of the nation.
It's insane. Yes.
And he's, you know, people were saying, I tweeted that in Crab Diving's name.
Right.
That he's basically saying Trump could kill a political rival and say, hey, that was in the name of what's best for the country.
Right.
It's not for me personally. The country's better off if I'm in charge. I had to.
So he's not really president then, is he? I mean,
exactly.
Like a king. That's like a tyrant.
Here's the Roberts's reaction. He's reading in the video. You know, he's reading. He's got his little specs on.
Yes.
He's reading this screed from Rand Paul, even though, you know, they talk. You know, he knows exactly what the fuck is coming his way. Right, he's not surprised by this at all.
Are you saying John Roberts will not be outsmarted by Rand Paul?
No, I don't think. Okay. No, Julia Roberts. Not. I don't know why I would insult Julia Roberts. I was trying to think of somebody. It's somebody named Roberts. It might be dumb, but Dread Pirate.
Mm-hmm. No, he was a smart one.
This is John Roberts reading.
Yes.
It doesn't make for great podcasting.
Right.
Still reading.
Okay.
Nobody farts.
Right.
Eyebrows up.
Oh, shit.
Sets down the card.
Have his eyebrows been shaped in any way? I mean, does he pluck? Does he wax?
Oh, I can't tell from this angle, really.
Are they bedazzled or no? Yeah. Okay.
The presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
That's it.
Go fuck yourself.
We're done. Moving on.
Hey, you over there. Go fuck yourself.
And then, of course,
I'm not SCOTUS to read your shit. Suck a cock.
And then, of course, in his Kentucky Williams play.
Fuck you.
Rand Paul stormed out of the chamber. I've got the vapors.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right to a press conference.
Shit.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Where the fuck is he?
Press conference.
Rand Paul is Kentucky.
Where he said the name of the whistleblower twice.
Oh, so he just said it.
Yeah.
Why?
Whose identity has not been confirmed by anyone.
So why say that name? I mean, why?
Because he's a thunder twat.
But doesn't this thunder twat? I can't stop it. It's funny. Thunder, 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 thunder twats. Okay. Doesn't this thunder twat realize that by saying anyone's name, whether it's the whistleblower or not, kind of paints a target upon their back? Wouldn't you think?
Well, exactly. Puts them in danger and in danger of retaliation.
Even if they're not the one.
And Schiff even said it. The only reason they want this is because Trump wants retaliation. Trump wants revenge.
Yes. He is a, he's an asshole that because, no one should be surprised about.
Everything, and this is where Claire McCaskill lost it on telly earlier also. She, everything that the whistleblower said was corroborated. Everything.
So why?
So it doesn't matter that it was he, that it was second person that the whistleblower heard from someone who heard from someone.
Right.
It doesn't matter because it proved to be fucking true. So who the whistleblower is utterly irrelevant.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
Doesn't make one fucking difference.
But what? No, Rand Paul is trolling 4chan trying to see what the constituents want.
Do you see, I think about shit. Maybe I'm just an alarmist, but my thing is like, our country seems to be, you know,
fucked
in a really vulnerable spot right now.
We're fucked.
I mean, yes, we don't know what happens if there's another, like a fucking 9/11 in this country. What happens with this administration? Jeez. What happens? You know, and it's, I mean, normal Republicans are fairly terrifying. I mean, they'll lie you right the fuck into a war. They don't give a fuck.
You're right.
These guys, right. God. Where do you guys find these guys? Donald Trump, really?
This guy is amazing.
Nice.
That was just
random rage.
Video.
Where do they find these fuckers? Where do you find, why do you think the guy that was a host on a reality show who's known for raping, being racist, and saying you're fired. Why did anybody think that dickhead would make a good president? Fuck you. God.
Jason Johnson was on also the politics editor at The Root, I think. And And he said,
he's funny.
He said, you know, all these people that Trump has hired and put everywhere.
Yeah.
He goes, never has there been a bigger collection of child diddling, wife beating, spouse beating, corrupt, cheating, lying,
there
stealing.
Is no way our country can go forward or fix ourselves with these fucking child rapists in the motherfucking White House. These fucking treasonous motherfuckers.
Over to the, so that's the headline over at the, at the HuffPo is the ongoing, ongoing charade.
Right.
And that maybe the Republicans may have decided, well, fuck it. They don't want this to go on for months.
Yes.
And potentially more shit comes up, which is still going to happen.
There's more
by
shit,
the way.
Right. Oh, well, there's more shit. There's
hourly.
More shit.
Hourly.
I would say the chances, 1 in 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most likely, that the worst is yet to come. With Trump.
Oh, sure. Sure.
10?
Yeah, I'll say 10.
Wow. But are we going to be okay?
1 to 10?
Shit.
1 God. To 10? Define okay? No, we're all, they're already,
we're fucked.
There's already going to be scars.
Yeah. That we're not going to be able to fix. You mean we're not going to be say, hey,
heal over, but there'll be scars. Hopefully people remember shit, but, and we don't go through this again.
Hi, my name is President Pfeiffer. Hi, Iran. Mm. Will we be, can we just have that deal the way we had it before? What do you think? What do you say? What will they say? Can we just do that deal? That same fucking deal.
Why? Why should we trust you?
I don't know. I will send, you know what I would do? Even to the hardliner, I think they would take this. And this is how I would handle these guys. I would say, listen, maybe you can't. Take the deal. And you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you a movie studio to run in Hollywood, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And you get to run a movie studio. And it's not like running a country. In a movie studio, you live in a mansion, and people bring you things, you know. And you can live like one of these Hollywood movie stars. And I'll do the same thing with Kim Jong-un and the same thing with that lunatic in the Philippines. We're going to have some real fucked up movies for a while, but at least they won't be in charge of nations. That's a good idea.
My pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy, my pussy. My pussy, pussy,
There's a party in my pussy.
By the way, this party in their pussies,
yes,
is in a library.
There's a library.
They're like in a public library.
Oh, that's funny.
So they're all in a circle.
Right.
There is one member lying on the ground on her back in the circle. I don't know what's going on.
We don't know.
Hi, she's the center of the My Pussy Circle.
I'm Casey Kasem, coming in at number one.
But pretty tight harmonies, pretty nice.
Tight harmonies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What else is going on in the fucking world?
Yeah. I'll say, listen, Michael Bay, you're going to have to work with Kim Jong-un on your next movie. I'm sorry.
So Bolton, we found out.
Yes.
Apparently there is a representative who's the head of, to find the fucking story.
Because you got that giant fucking animal on your lap.
Giant oaf of a dog in my lap.
You're a bruiser.
This representative, I'll find it. But the point is that while he was still NSA, Bolton, I think it was while he was still NSA. Maybe not. I'll have to find the exact timing of it. But Bolton said, Bolton contacted this person, a Democrat.
Yes.
Okay. And said, you know, maybe you guys should take a look at the firing of Marie Yovanovitch.
Oh, shit. Well, of course. The firing, meaning like, well, it was not justified or something?
Well, right. Why was she fired? Bolton knew why she was fired.
Right. Because he wanted his deal with Ukraine.
Right.
She was gumming up the operation. She was honest.
Here it is. Representative Elliot Engel of New York.
Right.
Has blown up the claims from Trump that Bolton kept his concerns about Ukraine to himself.
Yes.
The New York Democrat, who is the chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. So that's why.
That's why we know about this.
That's why Bolton contacted him.
Right, right.
Said that Bolton urged him, quote, unprompted, in September to look into the ousting of former Ukraine ambassador Marie Yovanovitch.
Wow. So he approached that person and said, look into this shit.
Engel said his staff reached out to Bolton about a week later after he was pushed out as national security advisor ask if he would testify before committee.
Okay.
Just like Rex Tillerson did after he left.
Right.
Bolton and Engel spoke on the telephone.
Hello.
It was 2 days before the House, before Pelosi announced the formal impeachment inquiry.
Yes.
Bolton strongly implied something improper had taken place around Yovanovitch's removal from her diplomatic post.
Right. Improper.
That's before all this, you know, a lot of the shit, more shit came out.
But the what would be improper is the way, why she was fired.
Right.
But what about the way Comey was fired?
Well, that too, that's all part of the obstruction argument, one could argue. Right. I don't know if they, but that wasn't included in the articles of impeachment.
Because Comey was fired to stop the investigation into Flynn, right? That was the idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we don't know you can't tie what Trump's motivation for getting rid of Yovanovitch was. She was just in the way because she was honest.
She was saying, what the fuck is Rudy doing?
Yeah.
Skipping around the Ukraine. Trying to say, hey, will you investigate Joe Biden? Will you investigate Joe Biden? Will you please tell me Joe Biden's, tell somebody publicly that Joe Biden's corrupt?
I could see why the ambassador of the country that's happening in would find that disturbing. Yes.
The representative said, at the time, I said nothing publicly about what was a private conversation. This is between him and Bolton.
Right.
But because this detail is relevant to the Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversights Committee's investigation, I informed my investigative colleagues it was one of the reasons we wished to hear from Ambassador Bolton under oath in a formal setting. So this hasn't leaked out yet. I really wonder if, because Nancy's fucking smart.
Yes,
and I really wonder if part of the strategy is everybody that's got shit on any of these assholes, put it all in a bowl.
Right.
And we're going to pull one every couple of days from now until the fucking election.
Right. So this is Bolton, right?
Every day. So every couple of days. I don't. Well, you know, we'll see. Bolton's still not done.
Right.
Because now Bolton may not testify. But, you know, this executive privilege bullshit, there's no statute that makes it a crime
to violate that.
Right.
Because executive privilege is it's something that you do to protect yourself, not to protect someone else.
Right.
Is that right?
Right, right.
I mean, you know, I'm not a lawyer.
It's that things need some things like discussions.
Right.
Floating hypotheticals and stuff, yes, maybe should be kept to executive privilege so
right,
that the people don't lose their fucking minds about the shit that's going on in the in leadership.
But here I get it, because executive privilege is somebody like Trump is like, if he wasn't president,
I don't have to tell anybody anything.
Yeah, and it would also be like, and if you tell anybody anything, Lev is going to beat the fuck out
right,
of you and right, your family or whatever these fucking Russians do. I didn't mean that as a pejorative against all Russians. Fucking Russians.
Anybody talking about me is executive privilege.
Right, right, right.
So Engel said that he wanted to set the record straight now that Trump is calling Bolton's credibility into question.
Yes.
So this is also the Democrats massaging Bolton a little bit while Trump is attacking him.
Because
the Democrats are saying, he's going after your character. Look,
right,
all the Democrats are saying, look, I disagreed with this guy. He's a yes, war hawk, and he was, you know, I didn't vote for him for this, and I thought he was, you know, I disagree with him for everything. But I don't ever hear anyone saying Bolton was a liar.
Yeah. God, you know, it just strikes me that.
So that's the game the Democrats yeah, are playing now.
What an interesting, wild set of morals, or I don't know what. John Bolton doesn't want to be perceived as a liar, but John Bolton would be okay being perceived as a guy that had a big part in having some country bombed into the Stone Age. He's fine with that, but he doesn't want to be a liar. Is that
right? Because he thought that country should have been bombed into the Stone Age.
But all those, he's going to kill a fuck ton of people. That God,
he's spreading freedom.
We need to stop this freedom spreading. It's not great. It's not going great. That's crazy.
The
jeez.
Engel said that it's telling that the staunchly conservative Republican Bolton is now the target of right-wing ire.
Yeah, they're nuts. They're fucking lunatics. Right. They're cultists. Yeah. They're fucking. Never mind. They're real jerk offs. That's all.
Okay. So there you go. The
God.
The this representative saying that we found out
right
all this other stuff.
There's a lot of shit out there.
Then yesterday there was some whispers that the lawyer for Lev Parnas,
yes,
had said that implicated in all of this bullshit also now,
right,
knowing about it way before anybody else knew about what was going on.
Yes.
Is Luscious Lindsey Graham.
Damn.
And that Lindsey was actually given a couple of letters about what was going on and
right,
shit.
Right. He knew.
You knew.
But did he go to the FBI once he found this out, or any of the approach the authorities?
Yeah, I'm going
to
say yet on
did
that
he,
one.
Did he ring up our crack team over there at the Department of Justice, or no?
Something great is going on.
Pussy puss. Pussy puss. Awesome.
How did we find that? Or you found that? Or?
No, that was Dilly.
Oh, God.
Fucking asshole Brendan Dilly that played dickhead. This clip as mocking liberals as looking at what feminists get together and do. Stand in a circle and sing about their pussy.
Trump or bust, motherfucker!
And parties in their pussies.
Yeah. they practice. They sound good.
They sound really good. Well, here's Lev.
Oh, okay.
A moment on, Andy Cooper, Anderson Cooper 360.
Oh, shit.
On the CNN. Right. Lev and his attorney.
Yes.
Mr. Portnis, I know you had to get special permission from a judge to go to Washington today to try to attend the trial. Why did you want to be there?
Well, I think it's important that the truth gets out and witnesses get called. And I thought that it would just put a little extra pressure on some of the senators if they see me there.
I don't have the exact clip. That's Shit. The opening of it. He didn't get in. We talked about that yesterday, that they kept him out because of his ankle bracelet, I guess.
But listen to what he's saying, though. I thought if they saw me there, they would be intimidated. I'm sure he does that. He shows up, intimidates, he stares at somebody.
Well, I mean,
if he's on the list, he's the collecting list, the pressure list, the I need you to do this list. Putin's like, go put pressure on these motherfuckers. So Lev goes there, he hangs out, he looks at you like he's gonna fucking rip you a new asshole and you do whatever.
Brian?
Jeez.
But Lev goes on to say in this interview, I was just seeing if there's an actual closer,
right?
I have the exact moment that he talks about this, but I don't. It's all, I just keep seeing the whole video. It's
you think
8 minutes long, and you know Lev's cool, but I don't want to listen to 8 minutes of
him. Yeah, you think Lev's ever been in a physical altercation? I just go there.
Does Lev know the recipe for polonium?
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, fuck it. So here we go. Lev Parnas,
yes,
during that interview,
right,
at some point, fingers Lindsay.
Oh, does he really?
Yes.
Wow. Jeez. That's some... God, I'd be
not
like,
where I usually like it.
Putin's like, dear Lev, slip a finger.
He said... Lindsey Graham was, quote, in the loop.
Oh, okay.
In the scheme to pressure Ukraine.
Damn.
To announce the investigation into Biden.
Wow. Jeez, Lindsey. That is, that's not good for Lindsey, right?
Quote from Parnas. Senator Lindsey Graham, I haven't had any contact with, but because of my relationship with Rudy Giuliani, I have a lot of information about his dealings.
Oh, shit.
It was like surreal to watch Lindsey Graham up there, sit there. He's out there talking about all the stuff that this is a sham, that this should go away. At the end of the day, he was in the loop, just like everybody else.
Wow.
He had a very good relationship with Rudy Giuliani. He was aware of what was going on back to at least 2018,
wow,
maybe even earlier.
Now, this seems incriminating, doesn't it?
He says, jeez, if you recall, he was the one Rudy Giuliani was supposed to bring Viktor Shokin to when the visa got denied.
Right.
I think he was even, if you check the records, involved in getting the request for the visa somehow.
Wow. So Rudy was trying to get this big crime boss a visa.
Right.
So he could flee. He was in Austria or something like that.
Yeah, he is in Austria, isn't he? Or something. Yeah.
What the fuck is? Are we in an episode of like Matthew Bourne or some bullshit? Well, like
yeah,
that?
We're in the Manchurian Candidate.
Jason
Except
Bourne.
It's the Manchurian Senate with the Manchurian right. Candidate in the Manchurian House.
Yes, it's Jason Bourne. I said Matthew.
Well, it's his. Maybe it's his brother.
Shitty brother.
Yeah. It's his loser stoner brother.
Oh yeah, Matthew Bourne but stoned. Right. Jason Bourne but stoned. Right. Oh, shit. Hey, I made coffee. You want coffee?
Oh, that'd be. Oh, yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, send the intern. I don't think she doesn't have thumbs, so she may have trouble pouring. Parnas' attorney, Joseph Bondi, released letters yesterday to back up these claims. These letters were signed by a Ukraine-born U.S. citizen, Michael Guralnik. And these letters we talked about yesterday to Lindsey Graham and some official at the U.S. Treasury Department. And they were asking for sanctions to be placed on these, what they said were nefarious Ukrainian political and business leaders. But we know now that these Ukrainian political and business leaders were people that were actually pro real reform. And that Shokin and this corrupt prosecutor in Ukraine were working with Rudy. But they were the corrupt ones that Joe Biden and the rest of the EU and the United Nations wanted out of there because he wouldn't, this prosecutor wouldn't go after the real corrupt people that were, what was the name of the Yanukovych,
the previous
president that scurried right. off to Russia.
Oh,
it was Yanukovych. And
he's the guy with the insane house.
With the palace,
right?
With like a lake that he had created with a pirate ship or some shit going on.
A president of a country that has a lake in his living room is indeed corrupt. Sorry.
So Rudy's skipping around and hanging around and playing
right.
Naked oiled up twister with all these Russian corrupty right. type people and mobsters.
Like
he's on the wrong side.
Vegetable oil.
So one of the people we talked about yesterday was this woman, I forget her name, who is a real reformer.
Oh yeah,
By most sane countries is viewed as a reformer who's trying to get rid of.
We're talking about an attorney general over there, right?
No, she was a some treasury official or something. Remember, she closed the bank of a Russian, a Putin-y Russian oligarch because they found out the bank was just like a corrupt money laundering fest.
And they didn't like that.
This other billionaire didn't like it. Closed his bank. He's still trying to get it reopened.
Right.
So they hate her. But she was on the list of people of the letter that Giuliani
yes.
was delivering to Lindsey.
Right. Damn.
That they wanted sanctions.
Oh, right. They personally.
On those people.
To go after their assets somehow.
Right.
By using our Justice Department, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Senator Graham was involved even before I got involved with Mayor Giuliani.
Oh, shit.
It's Lev. So he had to have been in the loop and had to have known what was going on. I was with Giuliani every day. That was what was happening.
Let me ask you something then. Why would Lindsey Graham do this?
Do
any of this? Why would he do this? It's weird to me because the guy is, you know, he's never going to lose his election. And I imagine, I don't know. What more does he want? He must be leveraged.
Lev said he was 1,000,000% sure that Lindsey was aware of his and Giuliani's efforts to get Ukraine to announce an investigation of Joe Biden.
Do you know what I hate? I hate when people say things like 1,000,000%, because that doesn't exist. I'm sorry. It doesn't exist.
Well, it can.
No.
You can say something increased by 1,000,000%.
Right. But you can't give 1,000,000%. You can give 100%.
Well, that's a different measure.
But Lev just said he was 1,000,000% sure. And you can be 100% sure. But you can't be 1,000,000%.
Right.
Somebody tell him.
Lev is slightly less than infinitely sure.
Yes.
That,
right.
That Lindsay knew what was going on. Quote,
yeah.
Rudy told me not once, but on several occasions that he spoke to Lindsey Graham about the situation, that Lindsey was always aware. I don't know how deeply aware. I didn't speak to Lindsey Graham. I don't have text messages with him. We didn't interact. So I can only speak from what Rudy told me.
Wow. Gosh, you know what makes, I mean, he's talking about how aware Lindsey Graham was, but I told him, but I'm still not sure how aware he was. To me, this would be like a priority thing I was always aware about. You know, if I'm working with the current president to have our elections influenced by a foreign power, I would think that's high on my list of, I want to know how that's going and what's happening with it, I guess. I guess it depends on what other crooked shit is on Lindsey's list that he's worried about.
Lev Parnas also claims he donated to various super PACs associated with GOP senators, also campaigning for Senator Mike Brown in Indiana, Republican, and donated personally to Senator Rick Scott of Florida.
Yay! Yeah! Good for us, Florida! Way to get in the news, baby!
Rick's in the news himself, too.
For this?
No.
I mean, is this newsworthy that Lev Parnas contributed cash to this fucking campaign?
No, that's just, they were just laying the groundwork in that, in that article about.
I wonder how much, though. How much did Lev give?
But I think their point is that Lev was a Republican operative.
Right.
A Republican slash Ukraine or Putin operative.
It sounds like Lev is like a bag man. Lev is a guy that gets your money certain places, I guess.
So that's what's going on there, Lev, right. Directly implicating Lindsay now.
Yes. Lev is going to fuck you up.
Now, I didn't see this. I wonder if I have the actual audio of it. But I guess Schiff got a laugh today.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I may have this. The question was to the Trump team from Senator Reid.
Yes.
Who said, can you explain who has paid for Giuliani's legal fees and international travel?
Okay.
Jay Sekulow.
Yes.
Hard to believe words that came out of the manager's mouth. Open for business. I'll tell you who was open for business. You know who was open for business? When the Vice President of the United States, who was charged by the then President of the United
States. This is the answer to, can you explain who has paid for Giuliani's legal fees and international travel?
Right, right. And this is Sekulow.
Yes.
Okay.
Sekulow says, Burisma Biden.
To do with Rudy.
You know who was open for business? When the Vice President of the United States, who was charged by the then President of the United States with developing policies to avoid and assist in removing corruption from Ukraine, and his son was on the board of a company that...
The policies they were following were with the European Union to get rid of corruption. They're saying by getting rid of the corrupt guys, they were stopping going after corruption because those guys were making shit up about Biden.
I mean, I feel like I'm listening to the most fucked up game of 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon. You know what I mean? That game where you just try to go get back to. I mean, that's amazing. He was able to bring it back to Berlin.
Was under investigation for Ukraine, and you're concerned about what Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, was doing when he was over trying to determine what was going on in Ukraine. And by the way, it's a little bit interesting to me, and my colleague, the deputy White House counsel, referred to this. It's a little bit ironic to me that you're going to be questioning conversations with foreign governments about investigating.
Here's some whataboutism.
Oh, yes. If the Clinton
that you're going to be questioning conversations with foreign governments about investigations with when three of you, three members of the Senate, Senator Menendez, Senator Leahy, and Senator Durbin, sent a letter that read something quickly like this. They wrote the letter to the Prosecutor General of Ukraine. They said they're advocates, talking about the congressman, they're strong advocates for a robust and close relationship with Ukraine, and we believe that our cooperation should extend to such legal matters, regardless of politics, and their concern was ongoing investigations and whether the Mueller team was getting appropriate responses from Ukraine regarding investigations of what? The President of the United States.
Right.
What is his point? What does he mean? Like,
he's saying that the Democrats saying to the government of Ukraine, hey,
yeah.
We appreciate if you guys would cooperate with Mueller.
Right.
If he's got some stuff for you, he's got some questions.
Yes.
We cooperate with his investigation. We'd appreciate that.
We
look into the crimes.
Yes.
Of this president.
That would be nice.
Right.
Okay. So that's really bad.
Well,
Menendez, Senator Leahy, and Senator Durbin sent a letter that read something quickly like this. They wrote the letter to the Prosecutor General of Ukraine. They said they're advocates, talking about the congressman, they're strong advocates for robust and.
So them wanting to. Them doing that is. How is that not what Trump did?
It's not what Trump did at all. It's utterly. Not even.
And the benefit isn't to them personally.
No one.
He's saying that it's all political. So it's all fake. And that's why the Democrats contacting the Ukrainians and saying, hey, can you, we'd love it if you cooperate with Mueller, is interfering in the next election. Because the only reason they did that is because they lost the election and they can't accept it.
The reason they did that is because they're investigating crimes. And at no point did any Democrat say, hey, if you do this, we will make this happen. Or if you do this, we will take this away from
you. That's what they're saying Trump did. And that's laughable.
That is not what he did.
That Trump is only concerned about corruption. Because had he been, we pointed out yesterday, there are real ways to do it that are better than sending Rudy.
Yeah, and
to go investigate. You have the power of the Justice Department.
Right.
And the international reach of the CIA, the FBI, at your tiny little orange fingertips.
But this guy values Rudy Giuliani over all those fuckers. Well, also, he's doing something really corrupt.
So why the back channel? Right. So why the back channel secret bullshit going on? They're going to say it's because everybody's corrupt and we were doing it secretly because you know, the FBI's compromised.
Yeah, absolutely. God, I mean, what they were doing to me, I see it like this. Trump wanted something so badly for the next election he could use against Biden. He is willing to sacrifice our national security. He's willing to sacrifice NATO.
Yeah,
Ukraine sovereignty.
NATO,
I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like being president. He doesn't like this. How would you like this?
Now listen to that guy, that raging lunatic. Secular yelling. This is all they do.
Yes.
They yell.
Boo.
And then here is what will be characterized.
Yes.
On the right as unhinged, frothing Adam Schiff.
Fuck you.
Story of you can't make this stuff up. Today, while we've been debating whether a president can be impeached for essentially bogus claims of privilege for attempting to use the courts to cover up misconduct, the Justice Department, in resisting House subpoenas, is in court today and was asked, well, if the Congress can't come to the court to enforce its subpoenas, because as we know, they're in here arguing Congress must go to court to enforce its subpoenas, but they're in the court saying, Congress, thou shalt not do that. So the judge says, if the Congress can't enforce its subpoenas in court, then what remedy is there? And the Justice Department lawyer's response is, impeachment. Impeachment. You can't make this up. I mean, what more evidence do we need of the bad faith of this effort to cover up?
It's insane.
Right.
It is fucking insane. The only thing I can figure, if you think about what this administration is doing, just think about it. Just zoom out for a second. Just look at it all. The reason I think people haven't ran out into the street and they're not burning tires is because of Fox News.
Well, we wouldn't have had him if we didn't have Fox News.
Well, that's a good point. Because they're shaping such a different narrative. People, I feel like if more people understood what was going on, it would do something. Or maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh boy, here we go. George Wallace is trending because allegedly they found an article written by Bernie Sanders in 1972 praising George Wallace.
Okay. Well, where is that? Where are you reading that?
It's trending right now on the Twitter.
God.
George Wallace is trending. So I was like, well, that can't be good. Immediately I thought, well, what did Trump say?
Yeah.
What did Trump say?
Yeah, because, okay, the Putin's like, fire up the bots, release this bullshit letter about George Wallace. We don't know.
Sanders then 31. Well, I don't have the whole thing. So, yeah. You know, these are that's anti-Bernie bots now that are leaping upon this. It says, wow, they found 1970 interviews where Bernie praised segregationist George Wallace, quote, Sanders then 31. Now, this guy's quoting from the Washington Examiner.
Yeah, I just Googled Sanders, and that's where it comes up. The Examiner is like...
Not right-wing nutjob land. Sanders, then 31, said Wallace advocates some outrageous approaches to our problems, but at least he's sensitive to what people feel they need.
Is that praise? That at least he's sensitive to what...
Yeah, whatever. That's just why it's trending.
I mean, it doesn't.
I'd have to see the whole context.
Right. You'd have to look into it more.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, show off.
No, I'm going to let the Examiner tell me what to think.
Wow. Look at you, elitist.
The Washington Examiner. Oh,
this guy over here is going to use his brain. Fuck off.
I'm just scanning. Well, here's this other headline today.
Yes.
I'm sure the Drudge. We didn't even check the Drudge report, but I'm sure it's
right.
The same shit about the impeachment.
Yes, the Democrats.
Proceedings. Oh, I forgot. I forgot what they're breathless about over at Drudge Report.
Yes.
The virus.
Oh, yeah.
Over the Drudge Report, it's either the band The Who is declared an emergency or... The World Health Organization, the WHO, has declared emergency. It just says WHO declares emergency.
I mean, it's possible.
It looks like Doctor Who?
Yes. I was going to say any member of the Who, it's possible they recently called 911 or anything.
Cases spiked tenfold.
Damn! That's an increase!
It's now killed 171.
Oh, that's horrible.
And they've declared it a global health emergency.
Great. Well, it's Yes, I see. We're already over here to take care of it.
Over 8,000 people. I saw that we have now our first person-to-person transmission on our soil.
Don't say Florida.
Someone in Chicago.
Oh, shit.
Caught it and passed it to her husband or something.
Oh, my God.
They both have the corona.
Did you see that Vice article where a lot of people believe that coronavirus has some correlation with Corona beer?
Sponsored by Corona?
I have no fucking idea.
This deadly virus, sponsored by Corona.
I don't know. Congratulations, dumb fucks. You must live in just such a crazy fucking world. You know,
quote, over the past few weeks, we have witnessed the emergence of a previously unknown pathogen that has escalated into, well, this is not
okay,
comforting, an unprecedented outbreak.
Oh, God, no. Oh, shit. Oh, man. I hate this shit, dude. I fucking hate this shit.
They define a health emergency as a public health emergency of international concern, an extraordinary event that is, quote, serious, unusual, or unexpected.
Listen, you goddamn idiots. You know what pisses me off? All these, let's say we get corona big time over here. All these little fucking bitch ass Republicans. You know who they would rather have in office? Truly, deep down inside? They know Obama would handle this better than the fucking lunatic with the orange hair. Get the fuck out of here.
Obama's dog would handle this better.
Yeah.
Than Trump.
Right. Oh, we're fucked.
They say they're not recommending measures that unnecessarily interfere with international trade or travel, although I saw other stories with my work this morning that a lot of travel is way down to China for some reason.
Is it really
bad? Aren't going to China right now.
You want to go to Wuhan? Go to Wuhan?
So there you go.
You know who's going to Wuhan? I bet you anything. He's already there. That fuckhead.
Richard Engel?
No, I don't mean a fuckhead. I mean, he's just crazy.
Know. Does he do diseases?
I like Richard Engels. I wouldn't if I was him. I would rather do... Oh, God, you know, he's been kidnapped, too, so I'm not going to say that.
He does war zones and disasters, so I wonder if he would...
You know, he probably looks at, like,
viruses.
He's like, big deal. Just spray Windex on myself every now and then. I'm fine. He doesn't give a fuck.
Well, you know, one of the doctors doing the research caught it. And then he was getting ridiculed. But then that's how they found out that it's you get it through your eyes.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking Christ.
Like, even if you wear one of those stupid masks, it's not enough.
So one of these doctors.
If someone coughs and the coronavirus mist is flying around, it can get into your eye.
Oh, great.
And you get infected that way. So they should be wearing those protective eye gear also.
So someone was giving the doctor that contracted corona while researching corona, they were giving him shit?
Afterwards, he was getting shit like from... You know, people who are like, well, wait a minute. When the researchers caught it, shouldn't they know how to avoid that?
God, dickheads. Wow, he was actually trying to do something about it rather than work on some boner pill.
Well, you know, there's...
God, fuck
assholes aplenty, yeah.
God, buy that guy a fucking
drink.
What
you want with the boner pill?
So that's that. It's now a World Health Emergency, everybody, the coronavirus.
That's perfect, Pat.
Yay.
China. Jeez. Who's running the CDC these days? Sarah Palin or something like that? Chuck Norris.
It's Scott Baio.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Scott Baio. Scott Baio's like, what the fuck?
Why not?
I
as qualified as Ben Carson running HUD or fucking Betsy DeVos running education.
Rick Perry's in charge of our nuclear weapons,
He's
everybody.
He's got a science degree.
Rick Perry?
Yeah, of some sort.
Oh.
I recall.
Right. Tetherball science.
Right?
I don't know. I really don't remember. How could he have a science degree? Al Franken had to school him on gravity and things of that nature at some fucking precedent.
I think it's like, isn't it like animal science?
Animal
husbandry. Not that I'm taking away anything from that, but
animal husbandry.
Join us tomorrow, everyone. Faithless yes. Friday, y'all.
Bestiality.
We'll whip out some preachers being assholes.
Oh, yeah. A little bit sure. more.
And Christianity.
Right.
Including our sneaky attorney general. You don't even yes. realize it. He's one of those Opus Dei creep.
Oh, God.
Creepazoids.
I don't even know the whole thing with that, but what I do know is it's very Illuminati, right?
Well, it's a secret society within a secret... religion.
You know what? The Catholics don't need any more secrets.
Well, right. Yeah, maybe you guys, if it's not your best PR move.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark Hamill tweeted.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to say Mark Hamill died.
My question to the Senate. In his impeachment, President Clinton was forced to testify. Why doesn't the same rule apply to the current prez? He's a tough guy on Twitter. Let's see how he does under oath.
Oh, my God. Mark Hamill. That would be insane. I mean, that would be amazing, right? How do you think that would go?
So poorly for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I...
So great for the show.
Do you think he would keep his cool or...
I was thinking about it. Who was I talking to the other day? About the debates, there's no way he's going to debate anyone,
right.
any of them. He's going to come up with some reason
yes.
that it's not fair. It's just it's biased yeah. against us. Why should I go?
Right.
It's pointless.
I wanted to see.
He just won't.
Yes. I always thought a nice debate would have been him and Kamala.
All of them, I think.
Yeah.
A number of them.
Right. That is.
I think would hand him his ass, I would hope. I know Elizabeth would shred him.
Yeah, because that is
in a perfect way. And that would bother him the most because it's a woman.
The most basket of deplorables. That was it. You got to hope this time around the Democrats start nuclear and just keep going. You know, just don't let up on the motherfucker.
What is this?
Mr. Furness, don't you think of Republicans who have in some way belittled your presence here? You weren't allowed to go in. You're dealing with your own legal proceedings as well.
Unfortunately, after spending several years with this group of people, Republicans, as you call them, like I said, they're not true Republicans. These are Trumpers, and these are people that anybody that go against them will just belittle anybody. Look what they're doing to Bolton.
He's saying he's calling the Trumpers mobsters, basically. He goes on to basically say he has more evidence.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Like, it ain't all out yet.
Oh, fuck. You're right. Is this Nancy's plan?
I would hope.
You know, one person she might pull out of the fishbowl? I have a name.
Who?
Melanoma.
Melania.
Bam.
Melania's going to testify. She's going to turn. I am Blow Whistle.
Well, I would be like, hey, I'm blowing whistle. Or the price goes up, by the way. I don't have to blow whistle. There's a price where you can pay me and I won't blow whistle. But I will blow whistle.
Oh, there's odds that conversation's already been had.
Every day I'd be like, it just went up, motherfucker. It just went up.
We do have, well, this one's pretty funny.
Yes.
We haven't heard from this guy in a while. Still alive, arguably.
Okay.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
Right.
Everybody, I just want to let everyone know.
Here he is. Here's Wilbur.
Yes.
This is pretty hilarious. Talking about coronavirus.
Okay.
Wilbur Ross.
You just always want to give that guy a glass of water.
Nerds! Thanks.
What was that?
That's an ad.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the
that
pussy
we're apparently going to have to let play through.
Okay.
I'm not.
Wilbur Ross is the guy that wears his $600 slippers, right? He has the bedroom slippers that are like $600 or something.
He was named the
Commerce Secretary.
He was named the Secretary of Commerce. He commissioned handmade,
yes,
cushy, fancy, regal looking slippers,
yes,
with the logo of the Secretary of the Department of Commerce.
That's so stupid. Why would this? Why would the department?
That's the department. Because this is the administration of the people,
right? And so I have a question: why does the Department of Commerce want to know want people to state their status? That's Wilbur Ross, right? Wilbur Ross wanted
census.
They wanted the census change, right? Why?
To scare the brown people off from voting.
But why is that the business?
It was yes.
But why is that the business of the Department of Commerce, though?
For some reason, they're in charge of the census.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Every American's heart has to go out to the victims of the coronavirus.
Okay.
But then he goes on.
I don't want to talk about a victory lap over a very unfortunate, very malignant disease. But the fact...
But...
Jesus Christ.
Listen to Wilbur. Wilbur is so cheerful.
He's
going to find the silver lining
right
in the big virusy cloud.
And he wants to take a victory lap. Don't take a lap.
I don't want to take a victory lap.
Please don't.
I'd make it like 8 feet.
Yeah.
And a very malignant disease. But the fact is, it does give businesses yet another thing to consider when they go through their review of their supply chain. It's another risk factor that people need to take into account. So I think it will help to accelerate the return of jobs to North America.
God. So now this is insane.
The virus is going to scare businesses away from China and they're going to come back here.
We're going to make some fucking money off this
shit. Oh, yeah. Businesses should look at the bright side of this.
Look at the bright side of the coronavirus. Jesus Christ.
This is Montgomery Burns.
Does he exist or is he just...
listening to him right now. Look at the bright side. Jeez. Look at all the money some people are going to make off of this.
Guys, soulless.
The return of jobs to North America, some to U.S., probably some to Mexico as well.
What we know at this stage, this is still a very active outbreak.
That's the... head of the WHO. Announcing.
Excuse me. The next question should be, hi, I'm from who gives, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you explaining to us the economic benefit of a fucking global plague, yeah, you dick? Yes,
absolutely.
You are insane. You are nuts.
Absolutely.
That was crazy.
Yeah, capitalism. Yeah.
What the fuck? My heart goes out to all the people dying of the coronavirus, but we're getting paid, baby.
Yeah.
Make your paper, boo.
We've got another story. This one.
God, does Wilbur Ross, has he ever said, you know, I'm in love with someone? Has he ever been in love? Has he ever felt joy? Has he felt happiness? Has he ever felt joy not at the expense of someone else?
He might have seen a servant trip down the stairs one time and broke into a momentary giggle.
Well, that last part I said, not at the expense of...
Oh. God, I don't know.
He's just fucking...
They're all cartoon characters. God. I mean, they really are cartoonishly corrupt, evil... villains.
Why is our commerce secretary?
Not super villains. Yes. Super villains.
Here, commerce secretary, here's some speaking points about the coronavirus. Bring up the bright side. Look on the bright side of things.
So, I really, several questions arise in this story.
Yes.
But how amazing would history repeating itself be?
Yes.
Lawyers. For a woman accusing Trump of raping her,
okay,
in the 90s, are right. asking for a DNA sample.
Oh shit!
Seeking.
Wow. We just need one.
The swab,
right?
A cheek swab,
right?
Seeking to determine whether his genetic material is on a dress she says she wore during the encounter. This is the 90s.
I got a bullet in the chamber.
That means at least 20 years
That's some old cum, Pat.
She's been sitting on a dress with Trumpian Gizola on it.
Right. Well,
I don't get it. Because, how is that possible?
Well, I maybe she kept it on purpose. Maybe she's like, I got this guy's jizz. She puts it in a vacuum sealed bag, you know, and then stores it away. And I don't fucking know. I mean,
she filed a defamation suit against Trump in November after Trump denied her allegations. Her lawyer then had a black wool coat style dress tested. A lab report with the legal notice says DNA found on the sleeves.
On the sleeves.
Was a mix of four people, at least one of them male.
That's, wow. Four people. How do you, God, what kind of CRISPR situation is this?
Several other people were tested and eliminated as possible contributors to the mix.
Right.
Their names were redacted.
I don't get a credit. I don't get that. Now I'm not a factor. Okay. Fine. My DNA's not good enough for the mix. Fuck you.
She's accused Trump of raping her in a Manhattan luxury department store dressing room in the mid-90s.
God. That's saying
she and Trump bumped into each other by chance, chatted, went to the lingerie department for Trump to pick out a gift for an unidentified victim, a woman.
Yes.
She said joking banter about trying on a bodysuit ended up in a dressing room where she said Trump reached under her black wool dress, pulled down her tights, and raped her as she tried to fight him off.
Oh my God.
Eventually escaping.
That guy is our fucking president.
The Donna Karen coat dress, I'm sure Donna Karen's thrilled.
Yes.
Still hangs on the back of my closet door, unworn and unlaundered since that evening.
Well, she kept it.
Trump said in June, Carol's totally lying and that I never met this person in my life, even though there's a couple of pictures of them hanging out at social events.
Well, Pat, that's kind of the way it is, isn't it? I mean, that's just how it goes. I've never heard of this person before, but
we found your DNA. I never met that sperm in my life.
That's not my cum.
She's trying to sell a new book.
Is this your
book?
He
said,
yeah,
it should be sold in the fiction section.
No, she's not. She's accusing you of rape. It's fairly straightforward, right? I mean, I get it.
So, there you go. We'll see what happens. It could lead to a legal battle.
Right.
To try to catch Trump's DNA.
Well, I mean, you know, she was raped. She kept the evidence.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Man, that's crazy. What kind of fucking monster? You see, I'm just trying to figure out. He sees someone he knows at a department store. He does this creepy fucking thing where he's like, listen, I'm trying to pick out some sexy lingerie for this girl. Will you help me?
Yeah, they were joking. She was probably laughing at his lame jokes and his creepiness. And he just thought, oh, she totally wants to fuck me.
And he made some insane move. I am Trump. Pushed her into a fucking dressing room and raped her.
I'm Trump.
God. What a monster.
The
any other president, I mean, this is crazy. Any other president, the story we just did would be the biggest story.
Right.
It is not.
We've got, let's see, what else is going on?
Yes.
All kinds of shit.
Oh, yes. Right.
They're really going after Dershowitz.
Yeah.
For his...
God.
For his
did they have to,
limitless executive power claims.
Maybe I don't understand the way lawyers work and things like that. I mean, do you have to pick a lawyer whose name is mentioned in this Epstein shit all the time? Like, everybody knows Dershowitz is associated with Epstein, right? Like,
sure.
So why pick that guy to represent you in this impeachment thing? Why do that? Is Dershowitz that great of a lawyer? He's that great of a lawyer, which is like,
well, OJ walked.
Right.
Not so great for Klaus von Bielefeld.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Hold on a second. Who is Dershowitz? Dershowitz represented someone that settled with Michael Jackson, right?
Oh, did he? I don't know about that.
I think so. OJ, you know, I think so. God, I don't fucking kind of remember reading that. It's just a big creep fest nonetheless, right? I mean, really.
Well, yeah.
How fucking
one would
horrible.
Argue that some of his Patty Hearst, Leona Helmsley, Leona fucking Helmsley.
Oh shit.
Oh, Jim Baker. Dershowitz defended Jim Baker. We know how that went.
Bam!
Mike Tyson.
Oh, that's right.
The rape case.
And what he said about that victim, Mike Tyson's victim, how he characterized her was fucking horrible. That's what I remember. That was some fucking insane shit.
Is this the porn star?
Yeah.
It is. One of his first notable cases was Harry Reams. In 1976,
I'm sorry.
In 1976, Dershowitz, well, this worked. Harry handled the successful appeal of Harry Reams, who had been convicted of distribution of obscenity,
yes,
resulting from his acting in the pornographic movie Deep Throat.
Right.
In public debates, Dershowitz commonly argued against censorship of pornography on First Amendment grounds, maintaining that consumption of pornography is not harmful. Well,
shit.
You know, he's on the right side on that one.
Right.
1984, Klaus von Bülow.
Nine!
British socialite.
Hello?
Dershowitz represented him at his appeal for the attempted murder of Sonny von Bülow, his wife, who went into a coma.
Jeez.
At their mansion. She later died.
Right.
Well, shit, 28 years later, she died.
Right.
He ultimately succeeded in having the conviction overturned. Von Bülow was acquitted in retrial. I don't remember that. Joseph Glemp.
Okay.
Dershowitz filed a defamation suit against Cardinal Joseph Glemp, Archbishop of Warsaw, on behalf of Rabbi Avi Weiss.
Oh, my God. Is he defending one of these?
Glemp had accused Weiss and six other New York Jews of attacking nuns at a much-disputed convent site on the site of the Auschwitz concentration
camp.
I don't know. Some defamation thing. Blah, blah, blah. OJ.
That's right.
He acted as an appellate advisor to the defense team.
Yes.
Oh, he later wrote a book about it. Hmm.
Yeah. Everybody's getting paid, motherfuckers.
Jeffrey Epstein, he defended.
Of course.
He was a member of the legal defense team for Epstein, who was investigated following accusations he had repeatedly solicited sex from minors.
Damn! Was that the infamous case where the sentencing was very low?
Yeah, where
the victim should have been contacted?
Yeah. Alex Azar, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, shit.
He joined Weinstein's team as a consultant a couple
Bam.
Years ago.
All the creeps, man. All
now
the fucking
Trump
creeps.
Impeachment. So there you go.
Listen, and listen to this. I found this little thing from 1993. This is from the Harvard Crimson. But professor of law, Alan M. Dershowitz, did make the front cover of May's Penthouse magazine with an article entitled "The Rape of Mike Tyson." I have no idea what that's about. I just, God, Jesus Christ.
And that's Trump's attorney. Trump's attorney is arguing that Trump is a king and anything he does is non-impeachable, basically.
I'm sorry, but I know the Democrats have some hidden sex ring and some underground fucking Comet ping pong pizza fucking bunker or some shit like that. But really, can we just, yes, can we just take a moment to appreciate how creepy these goddamn fucking Republicans are?
Oh, right.
Oh, my God, you guys. You rapey motherfuckers.
Crazy news.
Yes.
We've got the results of another poll,
right?
This is the Hill-Harris X poll, released today.
Yes.
And the surging to now third place.
Yes.
In the Democratic race.
Right.
Fucking Michael Bloomberg.
Damn. Jeez.
Passed up Elizabeth Warren.
What is it about him that he's just has such a surge in the polls? What is it? It's as if he could buy a whole fucking election. Right.
It's as if he's running.
We just
spent $300 million to run ads everywhere.
I don't understand. If I was Bloomberg and I had that much money, I would be like, oh, God, I am influencing an election and I'm taking out all these fucking conservatwerps. All of them. God. Why does he want to run himself? Why doesn't he put his cash behind another candidate? Mm-hmm. That's some rich fucker.
So Biden, 29%. Bernie Sanders, 17%.
Yes.
Bloomberg, 11%.
Damn.
Elizabeth Warren, 9%. God. Pete Buttigieg, 5%.
Buttigieg.
Tom Steyer and Andrew Yang tied with 4%.
Okay.
Amy Klobuchar, Michael Bennett, and Tulsi Gabbard tied at 2%.
Why? What's wrong? Come on, Tulsi. Why are you stuck at 2?
John what? Delaney.
Yes.
And Deval Patrick tied at 1%.
God, whenever you say John Delaney, I always think John Mulaney, the comic. Much a guy, it's got to be better known than the other guy. Now I just forgot his name again. John Delaney.
Among women.
John Delaney is not running for president, dude. There's no.
No, he is.
No, he is not.
He's totally bullshit. Running for president.
I don't even know how to spell it.
D E L A N E Y.
No, I mean, is it J O H N?
Yes. It's J A H N. It's y'all.
He's still running.
He's still running
as a Democrat. Okay.
How's it men. Going? Joe Biden.
Right. Shit.
Women, Joe yes. Biden.
Right.
Although Elizabeth Warren is in third place.
With women?
Ahead of Michael Bloomberg in that race. Young people, 18 to 34.
Right.
Overwhelmingly Sanders in first yeah. place.
I mean, is Bloomberg in there? Is Bloomberg in the race just as a way to tell other like moderates how to behave? And is he trying to push the direction of the race towards the center?
You know where Bloomberg's actually in second place? What demo? 65 and over.
Great. So all the old progressive white fucks like him, I guess.
Well, yeah,
I
don't know. Not necessarily progressive. Old Democrats.
Right.
Democrat doesn't mean progressive.
You're right. You are right.
White folk.
Yay.
Among the white folk, it's Biden.
Shit, yes.
Then
fuck
Bloomberg
yeah.
in second.
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yes.
And Bernie in third. They don't have these ranked. I'm looking damn. At all the numbers and
right.
doing maths in my head.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Elizabeth Warren in fourth, although unsure, 12% still of white folk. Which,
well, I mean, who's your pick right now in the Dems? You know, if you had to pick somebody to run against Donald.
I'm still leaning Warren.
Yeah. Yeah.
The top three are Warren, Bernie, and Yang.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah.
Just from their policies and what they say, I don't.
I'm thinking more
I don't
in
necessarily
terms.
Think Yang has a real shot. It would be nice, but
who
I don't,
will
I don't.
Rip him a new asshole is the way I'm thinking now.
And a on fighter. A debate stage, if it came to that, I just don't know how well he'd be able to take Donald Trump right. on. He may, I don't know. But
what it will come to is a Twitter war, right?
Possibly, yeah.
Who's good at that? I don't know. How sad.
Among black folk, overwhelmingly Biden.
Yes.
46%.
Right.
16% for Bernie, 10% for Bloomberg, 7% for Warren.
Okay. I found a picture.
Hispanics, Bernie Sanders
yes.
in the lead.
I was able to dig up a picture of presidential candidate John Delaney. Can you describe what he looks like? And you can't say white.
White, bald, with red hair where the hair used
Jesus
to be.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Where the hair's left. I know what John Delaney looks like.
I didn't. Congratulations, John. That's good. What does Bullock look like? Or who? I don't even know who that is. What's Bullock?
Steve Bullock?
Yeah, he's his first name?
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Steve Bullock.
He's got his hair. He's the governor of Montana. This looks like a white guy.
Wow, good job, boy. That's good.
So there you go.
Right.
Steve Bullock, not in this poll, I guess. I think he's out. Oh, Bennett's left. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bennett's still around.
Oh, there we go. What's his name?
Michael Bennett. White guy, 50s, looks like a school teacher.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know what? You actually know what he looks like. You can picture a guy.
Yes.
Damn, I cannot.
I've seen him and interviewed and on the earlier debates.
Who interviews him? I mean.
Well, it's not a lot.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be a dick, Michael. I just think, I don't know, it's going good.
So there you go. Bloomberg in the latest poll passing up Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, I mean, do you think Bullock is hot in Bloom? Not Bullock and the other guy, Delaney. Do they have SEO people on staff?
Oh, I'm sure all of them do.
What are they doing?
All of them have internet people.
He must be. I would cut if I'm stuck that far in the basement.
Like Bennett and stuff like that. No, he doesn't have the money for that.
I would be constantly firing these motherfuckers. I'm like, you're
for it.
I have my staff every day.
It's his brother-in-law or something.
I wake up in the morning and I'm dead last, same as I was yesterday. The day before, you're doing something wrong.
Or you suck as a candidate.
No, that can't be. That's not a possibility. You're fired. Get out of here.
Bloomberg just needs to, be in there. And we were talking about this offline also.
Crab diving offline conversation.
Those that are still doing the debates and everything that have been struggling to try to reach the debate threshold bullshit.
Yes.
Of donors and all that other stuff and certain percentages and certain polls, are pissed off.
Right.
That Bloomberg is a big weenie. And he's not taking any heat from anybody.
Right.
He won't debate. He won't take tough questions. He won't show up. He doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit
because
about your debates.
Right.
He's in third place.
He's
Why
buying.
Should he fucking care about the debates?
And the main person he needs to not disagree with is himself.
You're right.
That's where his money comes from. Right now, we do have a president who kind of only answers to himself and Vladimir Putin.
Right.
Do we like that? Is that good? I'm not comparing Michael Bloomberg to Donald Trump, but it is a rich guy.
Well, that's one of the other things that came out about the from the Bolton book so far is that Bolton had expressed to others, and I think like Pompeo, although that's you're pissing in the wind, that he was concerned about the favors Trump seemed to like to do for dictators.
Yes, that's disturbing.
This is Bolton saying he's a little worried about the favors that Trump likes to do for your Erdogans, your Kims, and Putin.
Maybe this is something I just misunderstood about some war hawk like Bolton. To me, Bolton would see all these lies and this bullshit just as the cost of going of getting our military going and going to war.
Yeah.
So why does he have a problem with anything Donald Trump was doing?
Because Trump fired him and was mean to him.
Is that it?
And was a dick to him. Of course it's it. And he's now insulting him. These are small little men. These are tiny little men.
Okay, so what we need is someone to be a big person. We need an adult, don't we? What adult is going to save us?
Oh, Jim Jordan says he'll support Kevin McCarthy for speaker if the majority flips next year.
Okay.
Which the odds are really, really infinitesimal that'll happen.
Right. He's going to support Kevin McCarthy.
Yes.
Jim Bag Jordan. Thank you, yeah. Jim.
Because there were those saying that wanted Jim Jordan, you'll recall,
right,
in the last scrum when they were talking about if they kept the control of the House in the midterms.
But do you really think Jim Jordan is going to look out for his constituents? He's going to have, because this is what happened.
Not if they're getting fucked in the shower.
No, it's like, hey, coach, the doctor, our team doctor, you know, the guy that creepily fondles our balls for some reason.
Yeah, right.
He's over there jacking off in front of the umpire.
I had strep throat, and he kept saying he needed semen samples.
He kept saying that I needed to treat my strep throat with his semen sample. It's bad. I think that
and
a guy
it has to be fresh.
Right. Right. I mean, what a horror scene. I mean, the locker room of that fucking wrestling team. You know, the one thing about this wrestling team, we don't like to talk about
it. Well, it was all the teams. He was hundreds of allegations across all kinds of teams, boys and girls.
Young
men and young women.
Right. My goal as a coach of a team would be to not have my team doctor checking off in front of people.
Right.
It's unreasonable. Nobody can expect to. How are you going to?
I have a headache. Why are you warming up the speculum?
Why are you sucking my dick?
Right.
The coach doesn't care either. That's the thing. The coach doesn't give a fuck. Nobody cares.
What does this say? Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Here's Roberts reading her question. It says, the look on Roberts' face says a lot.
Yes.
Question from Senator Warren is for the House managers. At a time when large majorities of Americans have lost faith in government, does the fact that the Chief Justice is presiding over an impeachment trial in which Republican senators have thus far refused to allow witnesses or evidence
now,
contribute to the loss of...
It's telling that he's reading this.
Right.
So he's reading about himself.
It's funny.
It's Elizabeth Warren trolling the Chief Justice.
Shit.
In government, does the fact that the Chief Justice is presiding over an impeachment trial in which Republican senators have thus far refused to allow witnesses or evidence contribute to the loss of legitimacy of the Chief Justice, the Supreme Court, and the Constitution?
The look, I wish I could describe it. On Roberts' face was like, okay. All right, I guess you're going to answer that one, huh?
Does this kind of shit happen with all the impeachments? I mean, how many we had?
Three.
Okay. Did it happen?
No. They had witnesses and
I always feel
evidence.
It always feels weird when people try to talk about this impeachment like it's anything but normal. Not normal. It's not normal, is my point.
Andrea Mitchell tweeted, Elizabeth Warren tosses a verbal grenade into the impeachment trial by submitting a question for Chief Justice Roberts to read out loud. Does the trial presided over by Chief Justice without witnesses further undermine public confidence in institutions like the Supreme Court?
Oh.
And then Andrea Mitchell put in parentheses, awkward.
But how can you say it doesn't?
Awkward.
All of this undermines our credibility.
Yeah.
And a lot of it sucks because, like, a lot of this deals with our ability to not have the planet turn into a giant mushroom cloud of nuclear fuck dust, right? I mean, that's what we're ultimately concerned about in some ways. Fuck.
John Roberts.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, man. Republicans.
The look on his face was almost like, okay, guys, how are you going to answer this one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have it, sadly.
Right.
I just have the clip of him reading it, but I wonder what those scumbags answered.
No, they're fucking scumbags, dude. Fuck them.
You know what it was. No, you know what? Besmirches the institutions. Burisma and Joe Biden.
Oh, yes. Oh,
the corruption of a black, of a president directing his vice president.
Right. Shit,
that,
man.
You know, we don't even have to play it. You know what their defense was.
And even the craziest of the crazies are like, QAnon will speak soon. Yeah, what about Q? We haven't heard any QAnon shit. Why?
They're still out there.
Because that was good. Where is QAnon? And I by the way, there's a story. I imagine you're going to do it for Faithless Friday. The elements are some fucking Catholic priest and some autism.
I don't have that story yet.
Oh, okay. Some fuckhead.
I haven't been looking.
Tied autism to some bullshit Jesus shit.
Oh?
It's fucked up.
Okay.
Here's a tease.
QAnon is still going. Right. Hashtag the Great Awakening.
Right. Hey, intern, don't stare. Don't stare at Pat when he's doing the show.
Here's a tweet.
Yeah.
The Great Awakening is more than just clearing the swamp and freeing people from the elite. It's much more than that. It includes knowledge and awareness. Knowledge. I can't get through it.
But it does it.
It includes knowledge and awareness much higher than we are aware of. It's about switching out our whole perception of life and the universe. This is QAnon, people.
Oh, fuck, that's rich.
Oh, good God.
Life in the universe. But you know, if you talk to a fucking flat earther, the thing is, like, if they really believe, they either really believe that the earth is flat or they believe there's a possibility that the earth is flat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're dragged into some whacked out crazy world where some of them, like, really believe in physics and principles based off the idea that the earth is fucking flat. It's
and
nuts.
Ridiculous, crazy twists of scientific data and shit like that. Just like the Bible loons try to do to twist evidence that we have to fit their narrative.
And, you know, I don't mean to go non-science, but talk about science. But it does make me feel, it makes me feel that there is some mental illness at play.
Oh, that's, you know, I'm just, interesting.
And I know that's bullshit conjecture. I'm just saying. They seem crazy.
Oh, God. Here's a cute post. Right. Somebody saying, hashtag WWG1GWA.
Okay.
Where we go one, we go all.
Right.
Go we all. Something like
oh,
that.
Oh, and the Great Awakening. That's it.
Yeah. Hashtag Great Awakening.
That's the title of the QAnon musical, I think, don't you?
It used to be The Storm is Coming, but the storm kind of petered out for some reason. I don't see The Storm is Coming anymore. Now it's The Great Awakening.
The storm is coming.
I have a question for Democrat House managers. Can you cite another example where our VP traveled to a foreign country and threatened to withhold an aid unless their foreign prosecutor, who was investigating the vice president's son, was fired? Then the VP comes home and brags about it. First of all, the investigation into that corporation was none.
Right. There was no corruption there.
Correct. There was no investigation going on. So he was not shutting down.
There was nothing
an
to
investigation
shut down.
By asking to have this corrupt prosecutor removed.
Right.
There was no investigation to shut down.
Great. Great. Now, that makes sense to me. I don't think it makes sense to this person.
Where we go one, where we go all.
God, that's really disturbing because you all as a whole are some real fuckheads.
the Qs are still.
Yes.
The Q lords.
Still being dickheads.
They're still going.
Right. Great.
This can't be real. It is.
I mean, if you sell
Pizzagate is real and Q is legit. The day I took their words into my mind is the day I woke up to the truth. The army of digital soldiers is growing as we speak. Thank you for everything you do. Oh, she was responding to at Storm is Upon Us.
Oh, okay. Great. Uh-oh. You just got a forehead smack looking at something.
Creator of the series Q, plan to save the world. 169,000 followers on Twitter.
There's a TV show about QAnon, though. Like, it's like a narrative show. Like,
I don't know what kind of a series it may be.
Like an action series? That's cool. God. Jeez, 169. How many thousand? Boy, that's fucked up. But QAnon isn't real. It's just a fucking. It's as real as Jeebus, you know?
Right.
Sorry.
3 hours ago, Storm is Upon Us tweeted, Biden has no intention of being president. He never did. All 8 of his supporters believe there's a legitimate bid for 2020 when they're just sheep being strung along as part of a hopeless attempt to hide him from justice. So Biden is only running for president to hide and protect himself from being prosecuted.
Wow. Now, that's a very similar narrative to what is actually going on, because if Donald Trump is not reelected in 2020, shouldn't he be worried that, you know, the Southern District of New York is going to arrest his ass, right?
Right.
So, I don't know.
Biden was the Ukrainian mafia's highest-ranking agent in the U.S. government. In return for making his family rich, power levers were pulled to get U.S. taxpayer support to enable their corruption back home. His 2020 run was all an elaborate scheme to hide behind an impeachment sham. These people are nuts.
God damn. And by the way, the voice you're using is spot motherfucking on. It's spot on. It's that angry, I know everything. I'm not open to any fucking ideas. I'm a fuckface. Oh, that's perfect.
Never underestimate the importance of the digital media theater of our second revolutionary war. When our citizens believe, globalist lies. Yes. You know what that means.
I do, in fact.
Willingly give up their freedoms. When they give up their freedoms, America fails. When America fails, the world fails. Hashtag digital soldiers.
Oh, shit.
Stay digital.
Right, please. Is he comparing, like, people tweeting to being in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, we're having this. Yeah, they're going to take back. Oh. Trump's going to lead the second revolution.
Now, I wasn't around for the Revolutionary War, but I imagine it was, like, not pleasant, right? I don't know.
There's a picture of Rudy yelling. It says, "Here I come to save the day." And they're not doing it ironically.
Yes.
They mean. Hashtag Rudy knows things.
Right. Good God.
Rudy doesn't. Rudy's going to do a podcast.
Yeah, dude.
If Rudy had real shit...
When does his podcast drop?
It would have happened already.
When's it drop?
I don't know.
I want to know about this podcast. Do you think we'll have one episode?
God, I hope so.
92. You think it'll be a half hour, an hour? What are they going to do?
I don't know.
Is it going to be like Rudy? It's bullshit.
I mean, a thing.
What he's going to do is like, "Hey, welcome to Rudy." He'll say, "Welcome to the podcast, blah, 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 yeah. blah." And some other fuckers will take it over for the rest of the time. Yeah, he's not going to talk the whole time.
We've got a very important, apparently, it is an endorsement.
Yes.
Of, just so you know, of a candidate
yes.
running for Senate.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to Roy Moore. He is running again after they use these same types of tactics at the last minute to make sure that he lost to Doug Jones, a guy that does not share Alabama's values. This Democrat senator that is currently there is listed as the most vulnerable senator in up for re-election in this next election cycle. Even with all the last minute dirt that was dumped, he still only won by just over 1%, 1.7% in that vote. And he,
you know, this is the framing.
Good
not,
God.
Not that in an overwhelmingly red state,
yes.
a Democrat won because Roy Moore couldn't get even Alabama Republicans to vote for him.
Right.
A lot of them did.
Yes. A lot did.
But not all of them.
And it's disturbing. But these Republicans are always with the timing. They don't ever talk about forget about the timing. What did Roy Moore do?
Yeah.
I mean, he did some creepy shit. Some bad
shit.
He
got banned from a mall for trolling on young girls when he was a 30-something or late 20-something.
Yes.
Local attorney.
Right.
Like a local city attorney or something.
And that's like predatory, scary shit.
Yeah.
You know what
he looks like, as many of the analysts have said, his choice that he has here, does he want to get run over by a car or by a truck? That's really the kind of choice that he's looking at. Oh. Again, he does not share the values of Alabama. He shares the values of the Human Rights Campaign, the people who have pushed the Equality Act.
listen to this. He's saying this as it's bad. The Human Rights Campaign, who have pushed the Equality Act. He is, this is evil to him. Yes.
And this guy's, hey, you're a regular Chris fucking Hayes. Who do you want to get ran over by, a truck or a car?
This is David Knight on the David Knight Show on the none other than InfoWars Network.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Jeez, Dave, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were listening to some InfoWars shit.
Which will eliminate all religious freedom. It's already been passed by the Democrats in the House. It essentially eliminates the free exercise.
Because the Equality Act includes non-discrimination against or stopping discrimination against LGBTQ people.
Yes. I mean,
that's taking my freedoms away, my religious freedoms to discriminate against people.
You fucking morons. What do you do with a state that wants to run this guy? I mean, is Jeff Sessions going to beat him or?
Oh, he's rumors. Moore is like in last place, or second.
Wow,
last place.
Good job, Alabama. Yeah, Jeff Sessions is probably leading, right?
He's going to skate, yeah.
Oh, God.
I think. And probably beat Doug Jones again.
You know, Jeff Sessions has some negatives, right? As a candidate.
Yeah, a couple. In the Reagan administration, he couldn't be confirmed because he was too racist.
But hey, you could be a senator from Alabama if you want.
Well, sure. It's Alabama. They expect you to be. You have to be a racist.
Oh, yes.
That's why Doug Jones is going to lose. He's not racist enough.
Come on, Doug.
What have we got here? Oh, we got to get the fuck out of here. Shit. I'm glad I glanced at the time right now because I was firing up another story.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Let's get the hell out of here. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're going to do it again tomorrow for Faithless Friday. All kinds of other fun stories. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. It really helps out. We love you a long time for doing that. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram, Rated R Comedy. His Facebook page is Rated R Comedy. Or go find out his full schedule, RatedRComedy.com.
You know,
it's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.